Now, chapter 24 of The Pop Chronicles.
Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old.
Some funny things had happened to rock and roll on its way toward cultural respectability, circa 1967. Things like Vanilla Fudge. The Electric Prune.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Chad and Jeremy. Some highfalutin things like Symphonic Form, The Suite, The Requiem Mass, and an onslaught of electronic experimentation. Soon, a lot of people were asking, is rock becoming too esoteric? Too artsy-craftsy for the fans?
Rick Nelson.
That's what happened to jazz. You know, these guys all of a sudden they were playing these wild solos that sounded like a bag of worms to other people. But it was really, you know, they were gassing themselves while they were playing, you know, and it didn't mean anything.
Well, that'll happen.
Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane.
Either a group goes to that length or a group stays in the same bank that it's in and gets bored with itself and sounds bored with itself. I don't know, you have to find the balance somewhere. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Phil Spector.
Very difficult for me to sing songs by a lot of what we call pop groups today. I could sing all the Beatles songs. I have a difficult time singing some of the Doors things or the Cream things, you know. I mean, I don't know, the melody is somewhere, there's a melody. I don't hear melody lying. I always thought a song had some melody.
Music, sweet music, I wish I could caress, caress.
I know the Negro doesn't identify at all with the psychedelic stuff. I mean, he doesn't, whether they take stuff or not, they just don't identify. That's very Puritan and very white to them.
These were the raucous and raunchy Rolling Stones in a track from their 67 LP, Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Barry Gibb of Bee Gees fame.
I disagree with everything, not with the songs they put on the album, but with the noises and the sound effects. I don't know why they've done put belches or, how do you put it, wind instruments on the end of tracks, like a belch. Or weird things, coughing and sleepy, snoring. There's a snoring part on after the end of one of song, all these songs. These things mean absolutely nothing, I'm sure, to the kids or anybody else. I think it must mean a lot to the Stones, but it means nothing to the kids. And I think it's time that this group and a lot of other groups realise that they still want to hear music, nice music.
Where's that joint?
Mick Jagger himself had expressed some doubts about their Satanic Majesty's Request early in 68.
But I don't think the next album will be a sort of going on top of that. I don't think it'll be another layer of icing on top of that at all, and because that just reflected what we felt during that period, you know.
Where do you think you're heading now?
Brian Jones.
Well, we're heading back into orbit.
Back into orbit.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's a very, very loose term. It's just a little analogy that I'm using, you know. It doesn't mean to say that we're going to go back to what we were, because we couldn't. I mean, after experiencing the things we have, and after having played and produced the records that we have, we can't possibly go back to that. But we can go back and get the funky, essential essence, you know. and still use any sort of developments that we might have made, you know, sort of to advantage, you know, but get back to a little more funky sort of, But you see, it's great.
By the spring of 1968, Beatles and Rolling Stones were leading the way back home from rock's aesthetic outer limits, back to the funky, essential essence.
Ringo Starr.
I'm a rock and roller, you know. I like rock and roll more than anything still.
Lord, I got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler.
The trades, and even a few general circulation magazines, called it a rock and roll revival. At any rate, it involved a rash of re-recordings or re-releases of rock war horses from the 50s, like Summertime Blues, and the re-emergence of some pioneer rockers. September 1968 gave us the best-selling Beatles record of all time.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Bye.
The Pop Chronicles will continue in a moment.